It's a question many people are asking. Is it different this time? The Black Lives Matter protests that have followed the killing of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery have happened in all 50 states and in at least 16 other countries. They echo past protests during the civil rights movement of the 60s. But will there be lasting changes this time? To discuss it more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by James Taylor, political science professor at the University of San Francisco. Professor Taylor, thanks for your time. This afternoon, what are you seeing, if anything, that you believe is different this time around?
Well, thank you for having me back. I would say the thing that's uniquely different is that the young white Americans have been affected by many issues that have been touted by the Occupy movement and by the Bernie Sanders campaign and by the Elizabeth Warren campaign about education and debt and things of that sort, about their hopes for the future. And many people ignored that or somehow didn't hear it. And they aligned themselves with, you know, spontaneously with the Black Lives Matter reaction and the anti-police brutality reaction in general. So these things came together as one. And this is what's so unique is the African-American movement has been ongoing since Oscar Grant was killed here in Oakland in 2008. And that's the bookend of the modern anti-police brutality movement. There's really no other example except Oscar Grant, because it was videoed, and we've been in a 12-year era. And most people don't realize that. We've been doing this for 12 years. Black Lives Matter is about eight years old. So the reality is it's different now because young people are leading it from every background, from every culture, from all over the country, from all over the world, that you have people in small towns in rural America, in all white towns, in Long Island, in the Amish country in Pennsylvania, in Hershey, Pennsylvania. This is profoundly unlike anything that happened in the civil rights movement. King's movement was integrated with a little bit of salt and a whole lot of pepper. This has a whole lot of pepper and a whole lot of salt and a whole lot of everything in between, because it reflects, I think, the calling out of a generation of young people saying, we want a better future. And that's what this is really about. So we try to stigmatize them and focus on the negative, focus on the looters. And these young people were trying to save democracy. And that's what they're trying to do, and they understand that. And for that reason, they've gone from being looters to now being principled, disciplined, practitioners of civil disobedience, which that everybody's now praising today.
You heard Governor Newsom, perhaps, if you heard his news conference earlier, allude to the very same thing that you're talking about, that young people today are demanding change. Do you think their demand for change will be enough to drive them to the polls to vote in the fall?
Those that can vote will vote. They've been highly motivated. They are highly motivated, but they also have a lot of influence on their parents and their grandparents. And they influence their parents' opinions. And, there's this whole notion that, people should tell their grandparents not to vote for so-and-so on one side or the other. So I think there's a profound effect that these young people are going to have, maybe not in the exit polling, but on the outcome of this election. They already have. What we've seen over the last 10 days has awakened all of America, and it's going to show up in November in the polls. Our young people may have awakened a giant in the electorate, and that's what their indirect influence may be, is that all of us have seen that a massive change needs to be made, and they are the ones who told us it needs to be done, even if they can't vote themselves.
Professor Taylor, we thank you for your time this afternoon, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again in the future. James Taylor, a political science professor at the University of San Francisco.